334-279-7431. Make sure you call him.
Well, whatever your income needs to be, once you've identified that with us, it can become much easier to see how the best balance of your portfolio needs to be worked out. Okay. With a combined income from all of your no-so money assets be enough to satisfy your income need? For many Americans, the answer to this question is just a flat no. Why? Because they know so.
They know so.
They know they haven't done what they should do, and they're just running around hoping so, hoping that that old guy with a beard saves them. But it's hope so.
And you're hoping, and you know, if you got hope in one hand and a wish in the other, you know what you got.
Yeah, because frequently a retiree's income need surpasses what their current assets should be able to provide. There's just too many hands out there still, and right. They know that's going to be so.
Yeah. And David, okay. Speaking of hands, I'm looking at the clock up there. Wasn't that clever? And the hands are showing me that it's almost time to go.
So, in short, we're going to say this. The income gap, the shortfall.
The shortfall, you
that
say?
You know so could happen.
Uh-huh.
And how you choose to fill that gap needs to be filled. So call me. Call me, Montgomery. And let's fill in the gap and make sure that you know so your money will never not be there when you need it.
334-279-7431. Put you in touch with David Ernest. And it is about time to go, sir. We're going to back out of here, make room for the next guy. And we'll be back next time with more Health and Wealth with David Ernest. Thanks for joining us.
Matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you might encounter one of those widely scattered storms roaming around. Not many towns are going to get one, but a few lucky towns may, and they'll fade out later tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, look for another scorcher of a day, high in the middle 90s, hot and humid with only spotty afternoon storms. The chances of running into one are really small, but if you get under one, you can get a lot of rain. Then thunderstorms will be a little bit better supply on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more storms to go around over the upcoming weekend. Maybe cool you down for a little while. Highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, SmartSkin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios atop the glorious Budell Building in Hysterical, Montgomery, Alabama, also known as the Capital of Dreams because it's on our trash cans, once again it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it could possibly just maybe implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again it's time for the weeknight edition of Clearing the Air, and as always, I am your humble, intrepid host. An egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with a mind and body infested with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. You know, believe it or not, I'm also on here on Saturday nights from 6 till 9, and it's on that particular program, the original Clearing the Air, as it were, that I delve deeply with the assistance of the incomparable postman into the more out-of-the-world elements of what's really going on these days, because, folks, they are all connected. It's all connected. I promise you it is. But tonight, I'm joined in the attic with no static by my friend and brother in Christ, Jason, as God intended, here on Wing It Wednesday. Say hello to the folks, Jason.
Hello to the folks, Jason.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Folks, I'm going to take your calls tonight. We're going to take calls all night, actually, but let me get through my short little, like, for lack of a better word, monologue, and then we'll kind of go from there. But here's the important stuff. This is what you really need to pay attention to, so set your phone down. Please, turn that dadgum thing off. Listen. Do not believe a single thing you hear us say, because it's not our intention to convince you of anything. It's not our desire to talk you into anything. And it's certainly not our job to forcefully awaken you to what's really going on. We both feel led to do it. And if you don't wake up soon, we're all going to be in a heap of trouble. Now, my daddy always told me something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain is always going to mean more to you than something freely given. And that is so true. I found this article in Town Hall. Government did not create rights. Rights created government. Because, you see, natural rights are given to us by God, and that's all caps. And the purpose of government is supposed to be to secure those rights, not to determine or to give rights. God is referenced in the Declaration of Independence five times as the creator, lawmaker, source of our rights, judge, and guardian. These references in the Declaration are, as if, in reference to Isaiah 33, for the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, or also known as lawmaker. The Lord is our king, creator, and source. It is he who will save us. Okay? Our two founding documents declare and articulate our natural God-given rights and limits the government to a few enumerated responsibilities which center around securing these unalienable rights on our behalf. And they're supposed to be subservient to us. Now, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but it's kind of the other way around. We've ceased to be citizens, and we're now servants, folks. But let me continue. Therefore, the government has no rights over our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. No right to confiscate your property to do their bidding, regardless of how worthy or noble their purpose purportedly is. This includes all three branches of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary. You see, all three are subservient to the citizens of the United States of America. Economist Walter Williams articulates well the result when government assumes it is the giver of rights. Quote, forcibly using one person to serve another is one way to describe slavery, notes Williams, who, as an aside here, happens to be a man of color. I'll continue. Quote, as such, it violates self-ownership. If we accept the value of self-ownership, it is clear that most of what Congress does is clearly immoral, end quote. Therefore, it is in the violation of our Declaration of Independence. Yep. Enlightenment philosopher Charles Montesquieu set the standard and directly impacted our founders as they constructed the Constitution with the separation of powers. Montesquieu separated government into legislative, executive, and judiciary power. And he does this to completely curb, restrict, and diminish their power or the ability to reach power beyond the people. Now, here's what he said, and he's forewarning us here. Democratic and aristocratic states are not in their own nature free. Political liberty is to be found only in moderate governments, and even in these, it is not always found. It is there only when there is no abuse of power, but constant experience shows us that every man invested with power is apt to abuse that power. It is necessary from the very nature of things that power should be used to check, or excuse me, should be used as a check to power. In order to have this liberty, it is required that government be so constituted as one man need not be afraid of another. When the legislative and executive powers as united in the same person are in the same body of magistrates, there can be no liberty. The same monarch, executive branch, or Senate, legislative branch, should enact tyrannical laws to execute them in a tyrannical manner. Again, there is no liberty. If the judiciary power be not separated from the legislative and executive, were it joined with the legislative, the life and liberty of the subject would be exposed to arbitrary control. For the judge would then be the legislator. Were it joined to the executive power, the judge might behave with violence and oppression. There would be an end of everything. Were the same man or the same body, whether of the nobles or of the people, to exercise these three powers, that of enacting laws, that of executing the public resolutions, and of trying the cases of individuals. And that's what we're seeing now. Montesquieu then discusses the concept of liberty of the individual and how the individual is best served by driving governance down to the local level. Have you noticed, folks, just as an aside here, how the federal government has gotten to the point where they're intruding in everything at the local level now?
Yes, I have.
I know you have, but have you, dear listener? Well, you better wake up. Let me continue. And cannot be served by governance removed or remote from the people that is supposed to serve. He also espouses a Republican government when he writes, as in a country of liberty, every man who is supposed to be a free agent ought to be his own governor. The legislative power should reside in the whole body of the people. It is fit the people should transact by their representatives what they cannot transact by themselves. That's exactly right. The inhabitants of a particular town are much better acquainted with its wants and interests than those of other places, like Washington, D.C., and are better judges of the capacity of their neighbors than that of the rest of their countrymen. But it is proper that in every considerable place, a representative should be elected by the inhabitants. That's exactly right. If we don't elect them on a local level, they should have no power over us. That's how it's supposed to work. The Declaration did not, quote, create new rights. It simply reaffirmed the old ones. The old being the Charter of Liberties, the Magna Carta, English Common Law, Natural Law, and, of course, the Mayflower Compact. And let's not forget Biblical Law, the most important. These were all sourced to the Creator, our real source of freedom and liberty. As John Adams wrote in his defense of the Constitutions of Government of the United States of America, the moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God and that there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. When the Pilgrims established their charter, the Mayflower Compact, on the 11th of November back in 1620, about the time Greg Bedell was born, in the captain's cabin on board the Mayflower, they set into motion a precedence that would become the foundation for over 80 colonial charters and the Declaration and Constitution. It established God as sovereign, opening with these words, "In the name of God, amen," and stating that their undertaking was, quote, "for the glory of God," end quote. The Pilgrim's Charter changed the course of the world by building the foundation for self-government in a shining city upon a hill that would shine out and call to the world. As the American Constitution grew out of that original compact and the traditions developed and nurtured in the American colonies, it was ultimately planted firmly in American soil. The great American historian Clinton Rossier observed, "The philosophy of the American Revolution was earnest faith rather than ordered theory." I needed to read you that tonight, folks, because everything's out of whack. That's a technical term. Everything's totally out of whack. Because we are supposed to be the ones in charge. They're supposed to do our bidding, not the other way around. And everything got turned around because they got control. They got power. They got a big dose of power. Personally, I think it's been going on a while, but World War II was a problem because you had all these companies out there that during the war were turned into war manufacturers. So they started building tanks and planes and bullets, all this stuff we needed for the war. They started making lots of money. when World War II ended and they were supposed to go back to making their normal pay, they were like, you know, I kind of like getting those $16 million contracts. We're not getting those anymore. We need another war. That's our problem. That's one of our major problems.
Yep, that's whacked.
That's whacked, is a technical term.
To quote the poetry of Crisscross from back in the 80s, it's wiggity, wiggity, wiggity whack.
Wow. I have to. That's quotable there.
Yes.
Wiggity, wiggity, whack. It's definitely wiggity, wiggity, whack. There's no doubt about it. It's crazy. Absolutely insane. You know, what was I going to say? I found an article. God, I hope I saved it. It had to do, once again, with 9/11. And the author was talking about, with everything we now know, because of WikiLeaks and because of what happened in the election that got Trump in power, it should not, it shouldn't be some huge revelation to people what they did on 9/11. But yet it still is. People still are buying the official BS, totally impossible, goes against the laws of gravity, thermodynamics, laws of physics. It could not have happened the way they claim it happened. But people are still buying that crap. I don't get it. I don't understand. You know? I'm sorry. I don't understand how people can believe that crap. This is crazy. The big news this week is Project Veritas, which is a good group of people. They mic'd someone, and they also had a whistleblower at Google. And Google is going to use AI and manipulate the 2020 election to prevent Trump from being reelected. Yeah. Well, with what we've seen, the Democrats will stop at nothing to get the man out of power. So you better believe they're going to steal, if at all possible, the 2020 election. Guess what? We don't have Julian Assange around anymore to try to let everybody know what they're doing. You know? That's crazy. And why Trump doesn't get that man over here and pardon him is beyond me. Trump owes that man his presidency. I really believe that.
Yes, he does.
Do you believe that?
Yes. It's insane that somebody... I mean, I understand there's some things that are supposed to be confidential that only certain people need to know about.
Because you put other assets at risk and all that. And
right.
I'm with you. I get that.
But
go
when
ahead.
It involves criminal activities uh-huh. of people in our government, that should be public knowledge.
Yep.
By keeping that secret, you're keeping them, the people, in the dark of what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they... Because they don't know, they don't take action.
Exactly. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah,
What you don't know, you can't try to stop.
Yeah, with all the stuff that Julian Assange put out that we know about, you know, I mean, there's so much criminal activity that should be prosecuted, and instead he's the one being prosecuted and persecuted.
Exactly.
It's insane. It's stupid.
It is. And I tell you, it doesn't bode well for our future.
Yeah, I mean, there should be some serious protection for whistleblowers and people that bring to light the corruption.
Well, see, there's supposed to be.
You should be getting rewarded.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
Exactly.
There should be some compensation or something for it. There should be incentives for people to come out and say, hey, they're committing criminal activities. Your government is doing stuff against you. So I'm letting you know, and in return, they should be rewarded.
Well, you know, they passed the Whistleblower Act, but here's the thing. Most people probably don't know this.
Yes.
If you have a top security oath, they're going to hold you to that. In other words, you may be considered a whistleblower, but the second you blurt out something that you've been sworn you wouldn't blurt out, you're going to prison.
Yes, you sign a legal document waiving your right to the Whistleblowers Act and any and all rights that you have before you are disclosed whatever information. You have to sign a confidentiality agreement that puts you in a position where you're not protected by the Whistleblowers Act anymore.
And it's not just Assange. You know, when we had the shooting in New Zealand, there were several videos that were released showing a lot of guys, and, you know, here we go again, the black SWAT-like outfits, the hoods, the AR-15s running around. This guy, a New Zealand guy named Philip Arps, they just sentenced him to 2 years in prison for sharing a video showing these other shooters. That's where we're headed, folks. You tell the truth, you're going to be punished for it. No good deed goes unpunished. That's where we're headed, unless we stop it. And we have to wake enough people up to get critical mass, to get it going before we can stop it. That's why I'm on the radio. That's why I won't shut up. That's why I keep telling you all this stuff every night, because we got to wake people up. It's unbelievable. Google's new hate speech policy, their new algorithm for censorship, which is what it is, let's call it for what it is, includes banning insults and criticism of the immigration policies. In other words, if you say anything about these illegal people, so let's explain that. People who aren't supposed to be here, but are here illegally because they broke into our country, essentially, invaded, and they commit crimes against American citizens. If you say anything about that, how insane that is, you're the one that gets in trouble. Everything's turned around.
Yes, I have had many friends go to Facebook jail over posting stuff about illegal immigration. Also, anything about Muslims, mm-hmm. you know. I've seen a lot of that content removed. I've shared quite a bit of it, and it's been removed where they're attacking and killing Christians, men, women,
worldwide.
And children. Raping women and children and all that and killing them. It's sick what's going on, and yet you talk about it on Facebook, or you know, you post a few memes or stories about it,
you're the one that gets in trouble.
Either you get in trouble or it gets removed. But
well, they're fighting back. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google have amassed a lobbying army of 238 lobbyists. Now, they spent $55 million in 2018. We don't know what they spent last year or so far this year. They haven't added that up yet, but that's unbelievable. So basically what these people are going to do is they're going to lease our lawmakers so they can get whatever legislation they need passed. Basically, they're paying to keep themselves out of trouble while they continue to do things that are evil. This is crazy. You know? But here we are.
Yes. It kind of reminds me of the whole communist and Nazi agenda where they took over any forms of media and you squash any reports of anything negative and only report stuff that furthers your agenda.
Well said.
And that's what we get now.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, the thing that just blows me away is I don't think people understand how dangerous a weaponized media is. How they basically are manipulating your perception. Your perception is your reality. They are using the media to manage your perceptions in a way that you'll go along with what they're doing and you'll think what they're doing is okay, while in fact what they're doing is just borderline pure evil.
Yeah, I get that all the time when I tell people what's going on.
They don't listen. They don't.
A lot of the pushback I get, well, if that was true, then it'd be all over the news. I'm like, well, that's not necessarily the case.
Exactly.
You know, it may be a little blurb in the news, maybe a honorable mention.
Maybe.
If you're lucky, but for the most part, no. They'll try to debunk anything with validity to it. They will just totally ignore it altogether and won't even bring it up.
Well, there you go.
And
well, let me read this real quick while I have. I think I have time. This is, of course, a left hook guy who, of course, I can't remember his name. I can't remember anything anymore. Dean Henderson does left hook, and I love Dean. Missouri, he's at Show Me State. Dean's very well spoken. He's all over the place. He's on all the talk shows, whatever. Connecting the dots, the cosmic battleground, the Nephilim bloodline command structure. Oh, yeah. Okay. Landscape, fantasy landscape, dark angel, the feudalist bloodlines, which control the wealth, politics, sciences, military, and miseducation on this planet, go back at least 6,500 years to ancient Sumeria and Babylon. Their, quote, royal blood is the sand grill or the holy grail is indeed different from that of humans. They are hybrids of the Nephilim or fallen angels from the book of Genesis. Others call them the Anunnaki. Their blood is Rh negative, which is less than 15% of the people on the planet have. It didn't make sense, but you know what I'm saying. The highest concentrations occur in the Basque region of Spain and France. The sand grill is their biggest secret, guarded closely by their secret society minions, Masons. It also explains their obsession with genealogy, genome sequencing, and DNA mapping. At the very highest levels of the cabal, only the purest bloodline nobility become the privy council that handles every monarch in the world. The Latin nobilitas, which means high ranking, that's what they are. Sorry, I shouldn't have ended it that way. Let me do that again. At the very highest levels of the cabal, only the purest bloodline nobility become the privy council that handles every monarch in the world, the Latin nobilitas, which means high ranking. One very powerful bloodline is that of the Merovingian family, which claims to descend from Owens, a Nephilim hybrid abomination mentioned in Babylonian texts, which came from the sea and was half fish and half man. I'm sure Postman knows what this is. The Mervi, whatever they are, also claim to descend from the tribe of Dan, which settled at the base of Mount Zion, and to Jesus, whom they say was taken off the cross before his death, married Mary Magdalene, and had three children. Well, that's I don't even want to go there. The Mervironians morphed into the French Bourbon kings, and they have intermarried, as all these bloodlines do, with the powerful Nephilim bloodline of the Habsburgs. King Juan Carlos of Spain has the surname de Bourbon, indicating that he is the son of two Mervironian parents. Many of this bloodline suffer physical disfigurations, especially around the jaw area. This comes from their obsession with inbreeding to protect the Nephilim blood. The Mervonians also bred the Smith and Sinclair lineages. The latter is a powerful bloodline which has intermarried with the powerful Bruce lineage and oversees modern-day Freemasonry. The Plantagenets are another powerful Nephilim, or fallen angel bloodline, which intermarried with the Norse Viking Rollo bloodline when the latter moved into Normandy. These Norman hybrids then invaded the British Isles. Nearly every U.S. president descends from the Plantagenet royals. These are some weird words. Other powerful Nephilim bloodlines include the Indian Khan family, founders of Sufism and funders of Islamic terror worldwide, the Chinese Li, that's L-I, family, which controls the Triads Mafia and claims Dragon, Draco, or Watcher lineage, and the Rothschild family, formerly the Bars, B-A-U-E-R-S, who started as accountants for the German House of Hesse. You know Hesse? According to the excellent research of both Fritz Springmeier, I've mentioned him many times on the Saturday show, and Gary Wayne, 13 Nephilim bloodline families sit at the very top of the terrestrial command structure. A council of 33 answers to them, and a committee of 300, as described in former MI6 agent John Coleman's seminal book of the same name, answers to the council of 33. At this level, all members are ennobled with the purest Nephilim Rh-negative blood. Next down the ladder is the Priory of Sion, which is the force behind Zionism. Since the plan is to crown a bloodline fallen angel Antichrist as world king in Jerusalem to cement one world government and complete their great work of ages, the Priory was founded in 1080 and consists of only very high percentage bloodline members. The Rosicrucians are the Luciferian spiritual drivers and are also on this level. Below that are the operational arms. The Knights Templar, officially disbanded by the Catholic Church back in 1307, have morphed into the Jesuits, which, by the way, Pence was a Jesuit, who represent the Nephilim moles in the Vatican. Freemasons, Kabbalists, and Muslim Brotherhood agents run the military and political wing. The City of London and the Bank of International Settlements represent the banking arm. The Illuminati spew out spiritual corruption, creating dark energy and conducting sorcery. We know that. The Royal Society runs the miseducation and fake science departments via their fractured from the whole and thus flawed seven sacred sciences formulation. The Royal Society also controls the Protestant religious sects, which sprang from the Venetian bankers' funding of Martin Luther and the Reformation. Their job is to lie to humans as to the nature of reality and our origins. Sadly, most everything we think we know comes from these Luciferians. Many will be hoodwinked when the Zionists or Scions, the grafted ones, announce the second coming of Jesus, possibly in concert with a fake alien invasion to take the throne in the third temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The king will actually be a Luciferian Antichrist from one of the above-mentioned Nephilim bloodlines who will attempt to bring a new technology-driven New World Order total enslavement of humanity. Hope you understand what I just said. I'm going to post this on the Clearing the Air Facebook page. Do you understand what I just told you? Everything we think we know is wrong. We have been misled, folks. If you had any idea who you were, how powerful you really are, you wouldn't be putting up with this. You wouldn't. But you've been lulled into the American dream. Mom and dad worked. A kid goes to daycare. You got to afford that BMW and that nice house and all this other garbage that means absolutely nothing in the overall scheme of things. Nothing. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for six nights a week. thank you, Jason, for coming up here. You've been a lifesaver for me. I appreciate it, buddy. I love you, man.
Well, thank you very much.
You're a very good guy. Guys, we're going to hit our first break. 272-9228. That's 272-9228. 272-9228. Just give us a call up here in the Bluedale building. And believe it or not, since somebody else is here, I'll answer the phone. I didn't even put them on hold tonight. How about that? Just give us a call, and we'll be back. Uno momento, por favor. Or something like that, whatever that means.